Dining out in Michigan is an $18 billion industry and accounts for 10% of the jobs in the state. This is Lisa Berry, and like many other businesses, the restaurant industry has been hit hard by the current pandemic. Recently, the Independent Restaurant Coalition was formed by chefs and independent restaurant owners across the country to secure protections for the restaurants and restaurant workers impacted by our current global health crisis. One member of that group is Zingerman's co-founder Ari Weinzweig, who joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Thanks for talking to us, Ari.
My pleasure, Lisa. Always glad to talk to you.
Tell us about the Independent Restaurant Coalition. When was that formed? What's it all about?
I became involved actually two, three weeks after it got started. So I don't know the exact date, to be honest, but it was created in reaction to crisis of the pandemic. Restaurants certainly are not the only industry that's been very severely impacted in a negative way. There are many, but it is clearly one of the industries that has been the most negatively impacted. And so this was an attempt in a really awesome self-organizing way of really inspirational leaders, high-quality business people, chefs, as you said, key managers, et cetera, coming together to try to create positive movement forward rather than just letting things go and complaining about it. They actually took responsibility for the situation and tried to come together to do that. And a friend of mine reached out to me and suggested I get involved. And I've been, we've had 2-3 calls a week really ever since.
And what are restaurants dealing with these days due to the pandemic?
Essentially, employees were laid off, furloughed. Many restaurants have already closed because of this. And part of the key of this is that it's not just the restaurant, it's the entire ecosystem is being impacted. So I don't remember the number, but a very significant part of the unemployment across the country is coming from food service staff, the farmers who sell to the restaurants, fishermen, and then you have all of the support staff, so wineries, breweries, et cetera, and then people like the folks who deliver the linens, who do cleaning, all of those things are all part of the greater restaurant ecosystem.
It seemed like Zingerman's has eked out a bit of summer business as best you can with lots of outdoor dining and, as you mentioned, takeout. But now fall is in the air and soon dining outdoors will not be as viable. Any thoughts on what area restaurants can do next to survive or what you're thinking of doing?
So everybody's struggling with it. I mean, I'm open to suggestions. We take all the help we can get. We've looked at everything from igloos to tents to trying to put outdoor heating elements to Zingerman's down jackets people can wear while they're eating outside to all sorts of creative stuff. But I think this is a big piece of the reality that we're all dealing with. And again, safety is super important. So rushing back to higher capacities at the expense of public health is not a good idea, clearly. And this has really been the big push of the Independent Restaurant Coalition is to get what's now in Congress as the Restaurants Act. That's the acronym. It's in the House, introduced by Congressman Blumenauer of Oregon, and in the Senate, introduced by Senator Wicker of Mississippi. So it's actually bipartisan, which is awesome, especially right now, to have people from all political walks of life being supportive of this bill, because the bill would essentially provide support for independent restaurants to get through this period, which is going to be challenging. And I'm hopeful, as many people are, that vaccines and continued improvement in the healthcare world around cures and treatments will help down the road. But that's clearly not going to happen by Christmas. And so we're looking for this help. And, to be honest, I don't really like asking for support. It's not something that we've historically done. But when I look back historically, the federal government has taken action to support the auto companies, which helped enormously in 2009, to help airlines, to help banks, to help production companies, et cetera. So this is really just a request, a cry, an attempt to gain similar support for independent restaurants. The key is it's all independent, so this is not for chains, it's not for publicly traded. And the reality of the restaurant world that put $100 into an independent restaurant in terms of government support, $98, $99 of that is going to be out the back door in under a week to go to pay payroll, to pay the farmers, to pay the suppliers and stuff. So the money will literally recirculate quickly into the economy. and because the reality of the food world is most of the people working in it are not banking that extra money. They're spending it. The money is circulating in good ways around the community. So that's really great. And I think the key is just that the risk of restaurants closing, clearly the community is not going to shut down if a restaurant closes. But without trying to be overly dramatic, I mean, if Zingerman's closes, and I'm not saying that threateningly or like we're about to close tomorrow or anything, but if the impact on our community would be pretty significant, and Ann Arbor will continue on apace without us if that were to happen. I hope it doesn't. I don't believe it will. But every town in the country has those kinds of community-based restaurants, third places, as the sociologist Ray Oldenburg used to call them, where people connect, where they feel a piece of community in a meaningful way. So in the ecosystem model, I sort of look at it like if you ripped a giant 200-year-old oak tree out of the ground, it's not like everything around it is going to die the next day, but the implications for the birds, for the insects, for soil health, for all of the pieces of the ecological interaction are going to be impacted in negative ways. And I think restaurants provide a lot of that same sense of stability and anchoring in the communities that they're part of.
If the Restaurant Act is approved by Congress, will that definitely allow you to stay in business and sustain the Zingerman's operations?
Well, I mean, definitely is a strong word, but it clearly would help. And it's not just about us. I mean, this is really about businesses, independent restaurants all over the country. And we're in an awesome community with a ton of supportive customers, and it's a really great staff to work with. So I feel even more for, you know, a young couple that might have opened a restaurant 18 months ago. They don't have the network of support, and they're vulnerable. It's hard enough when things are going well in the food business. That's not a complaint. It's just the reality of how we work. And I can't vouch for the statistics, but I've seen statistics that are saying somewhere between 50 and 80% of independent restaurants will close in the coming year.
Speaking of statistics, what is going to be the impact on Zingerman's with no home fall football in Ann Arbor this year?
Well, it's going to be impactful. I mean, I don't have statistics. I'm only a history major. I do know that the first Rose Bowl was played January 1 of the year in which the following year the Deli's building was built by Rocco Disdorita. So Michigan football and our organization have this sort of connection going back to January 1 of 1902. But it clearly has a huge impact on the town. I mean, it's you don't have to be an economist to figure out if you're bringing 100,000 people to town every other week or every week in the fall, there's an enormously positive impact. But again, public health and public safety are super important. And I think the key for all of us, which is the point of the Restaurants Act, is to act wisely and judiciously and to be generous in the way that we work so that we can all be here for the long haul. And I look forward to next year and to many years to come. If we can all get through this together, that's going to be an awesome outcome.
What's the timetable for the Restaurant Act? Is it close to being approved, or how hopeful are you?
Well, I'm not an expert on it, on government legalities and stuff, but we I've come to describe it as we sort of started on our own 5-yard line using football, since you brought that up. Independent restaurants have really never had a voice in Washington because it's, 500,000 independent restaurants. There's no giant organization that represents them. So this is really something that came, like I said, spontaneously out of a response to the crisis and trying to do something creative and positive for the industry. So if we started on our own 5-yard line, we're probably out to 50-yard line. We've gotten, I think, 27 or 28 senators have co-sponsored, building on Senator Wicker of Mississippi's introduction of the bill. And then we're up to about 170 congresspeople, 180 who have co-sponsored. Debbie Dingell, our congressperson, was one of the first. Thank you. And Senator Peters and Stabenow have both also signed on. But all the positive momentum we can build would be awesome. The website is saverestaurants.com. And there's an easy way on there, literally in like under 90 seconds. I think you can probably click a few things and you send letters to Congress and let them know how you feel about it. And then just for what it's worth, while people are on there, there's a incredibly inspiring and touching little 2-3 minute film clip that Morgan Freeman did to help support the cause, which I honestly can't watch without crying. It's very touching, and I think it conveys the point really well.
We'll put a link to that with this interview on our website, WEMU.org. Ari Weinzweig, co-founder, co-owner of Zingerman's, thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
No, thank you, Lisa. WEMU is really, I'm just processing as we're talking, but it's a comparable thing. And every year, I mean, I come on pretty much every time happily to help raise money to keep WEMU ensconced in the community, because it's such a positive contribution to what we do in our community here. And I think really this is looking, starting to realize restaurants serve a similar role, and I'm honored to be on with you because the congruence of that connection is really awesome.
Well, we always say we're in this together. I think this is a good example of that.
I think we are always in it together, whether everybody wants to admit it or not. It's the reality of our lives. So thank you.
Thank you.